When is a smart car really S-M-A-R-T smart?
When its name spells out S for Swatch Watchmakers, M for its innovative design by Mercedes-Benz, and art because it is a work of art.
We're talking about the all-electric compact premium SUVs, the smart hashtag One Pro Plus and hashtag One Brabus.
Head to Vivo City from 22nd to 28th April or sg.smart.com for details.
The smart hashtag One, the truly smart electric vehicles.
It's called 905 Sounds Good, Feels Good, and Tastes Good. We are with guest judge on MasterChef Singapore, Chef Ming Tan.
If you could imagine the most perfect meal you could have, what would it be? And who would you share it with?
I always list this one particular writer. His name is Michael Ruhlman. Michael, you're hearing this? I want to meet you somehow. Mm. I'm not a stalker, I promise. I won't wash my hand for a while, but after I shake your hand. Michael Ruhlman is the chef author of a bunch of books. Mm-hmm. And he collaborated a lot with Anthony Bourdain.
Okay.
Michael Ruhlman is not just a fantastic author. He was a trained chef as well. So he has seen more than what a lot of other people have seen. And because he's a writer, he's able to distill thought, detail, experiences, and put that pen onto paper. Mm. I would love to have a meal with him because I think someone like him would be able to describe in such rich depth the things that he has encountered.
What would you eat?
I would have a very simple meal of raw fish with porridge. The Cantonese style.
Yeah, that's right.
And everything in my mind is layered with flavor. So the porridge will be fragrant and rich. You have sesame, you have ginger. You can smell the chicken stock. The rice grains are thick because this is Cantonese style, right? Mm. So you have your raw fish with a little bit of usually lime.
There's something like this, ginger slices as well, right?
Yeah. Thin julienned pieces of ginger.
Yeah. So that would be like a good dish to share with your hero.
I think it would be enjoyable. Mm. We could talk about it. There's not too much to do with the dish. Yeah. So you can use the dish as a good platform to talk to the other person. Mm. I find that if the meal is too involved and you're just like fiddling with stuff and pouring and like, oh, foam and smoke, and what happens to the conversation after that?
Okay, so what kind of winner were you looking out for in the judging of MasterChef Singapore?
The contestants have already gone through multiple rounds of testing. These are accomplished cooks. They know what they're doing. In the various challenges, you see different facets of them. And what was really fun to watch was seeing contestants who were unfamiliar with certain things, but just said, I'm going for it. Mm. I'm following my principles. I'm adhering to well-established rules. I'm cooking in a disciplined fashion. And I trust in these processes and I will get a good result. So that to me is someone who said, I'm taking a leap of faith. I haven't done this 20 times, but I'm reasonably confident it'll work. That is an X factor for me.
As a judge, it's quite difficult, I feel, to be impartial. Did you find yourself drawn to certain kinds of personalities?
Definitely. I always look for dishes that have thought in them. Mm. For instance, if you ensure that every spoon I'm going to put in my mouth has all the layers of flavor, has all the bits of fun, they're crunchy, there's something bursting in my mouth, there's something sour, and something sweet, and something spicy, there's enough salt, I've internalized these flavors and I'm giving them to you on a plate so that you can enjoy it too. That for me is cool. Mm. It means someone has thought hard about how they want someone to consume their dish. Mm. That wins it for me, honestly.
We're chatting with guest judge on MasterChef Singapore, Chef Ming Tan, and we'll be back with more Makan Talk in just a bit.